In today's podcast, I want to talk about how perfection is the enemy of good, and how companies struggle to begin their lean transformation because they want everything to be just perfect. And as we all know, nothing's ever perfect. So we'll get into the topic right after the introduction.
Welcome to the American Lean Podcast, where we cover five topics in 5 days in about 5 minutes. The only place in the world where you can get daily lean coaching. Your host is Tom Reed, and he shares his 30 years of experience and covers leadership, culture, entrepreneurship, lean methodologies, Industry 4.0, and interviews special guests on their lean journey. We're glad you're here, so let's go.
Welcome in to the American Lean Podcast. This is episode 2. As I mentioned at the intro, we're going to talk about how perfection is the enemy of good. So I'm sure at some point in your life, you've heard that saying, perfect is the enemy of good. This is especially true when you're beginning your lean journey as an organization or as someone who has been tasked with driving the lean effort within your organization. I'm sure we can all agree that striving for perfection is a great goal, especially in manufacturing or even office processes, where zero defects, 100% on-time deliveries, zero dropped calls, etc., are great measurements for perfection. The companies that are close to achieving these goals, though, had to start somewhere. That is the key point. They had to start. I've seen organizations put off rapid improvement events because they were too busy. It's not the right time of the year. It's too close to month end. We need to collect more data. We need to make sure this person can clear their schedule. I have to read another book on how to do this. These are all some form of, I can't, because the situation isn't perfect. Guess what? Time marches on. Your company still has opportunities for improvement that aren't getting addressed while time is marching on. You still have broken processes that are costing time, money, and friction with customers. The reality is, a year or two is going to pass whether you're doing anything to make your company better or not. Imagine where your organization would be today if you had started 2 years ago on your lean transformation. It will never be the perfect time to have a rapid improvement event or to conduct a value stream mapping event or to have lean training. But to get better, you have to start. Action creates momentum, and momentum creates results. Not to mention the employee engagement and excitement that momentum creates. That is also why lean is often referred to as continuous improvement. You're never done. You're never complete. That's why Deming developed the Deming Wheel, which states plan, do, check, act. The key concept being plan to the best of your ability, do something, check to see if you got the results you expected, and if not, guess what? You do it again. Action is the key for getting better every day, and it more than likely won't be perfect, but it's going to be getting gooder. And doing that consistently will lead to great results for you and your organization. So I hope that you take action. That's one reason why I developed a simple 4-step framework that can easily be adopted by any organization of any size within any industry. After 30 years of seeing companies struggle to get better because they get in their own way, I wanted to provide a roadmap. Follow the yellow brick road, or in this case, follow the lean game plan, and you will get better without a lot of organizational brain damage. So I hope you enjoyed our 5 minutes together today. But realize this, consuming information is great, but I hope you take this information to make yourself and your company a little bit better today. As always, I'm trying to make this podcast better, so if there are topics that you would like me to cover, or if you'd like to share your company's lean journey, please contact me at tom@americanlean.com. Until tomorrow, have a great one.
Thank you for joining us today. As always, we're honored to serve you, and we hope that you and your company are getting a little bit better every day. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and share it with others in the lean and business community. If you'd like to turbocharge your lean efforts, please visit us at americanlean.com.